This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a partisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libyan Interim Prime Minister Abdulhamid Dabaiba are holding talks Thursday in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root cause of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also are from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African nations. This is VOA News.